Congress is back home this week and won't return to Capitol Hill until after the midterm elections. But it has a long to-do list for when it returns. 7 appropriations bills are still unfinished, and Congress has until December 7th now to figure out a plan for those 7 bills. Lauren Duggan is with Bloomberg Government, and he joins me now with a preview of that to-do list. So, Lauren, it's a pretty quiet week on the Hill. Both House and Senate are out this week, back in their home districts, likely campaigning if they're up for re-election. But let's look ahead to when they return, November 13th for most. So what are members of Congress going to be focused on when they get back?
The big thing that awaits the current members, because the people immediately voting will be those elected 2 years ago, will be what to do with government funding, because the continuing resolution runs out on December 7th. That covers a lot of agencies, except those that were funded with full-year bills already. And they'll be trying to decide what to do with that and what issues may come up in a discussion about how to fund the rest of the government beyond December 7th.
Right. So Republicans were very proud to say, I think before, you know, at least the House left, that they had, you know, I think the number I was hearing was maybe 70% of government agencies funded, something along those lines, before the fiscal year deadline. But not everyone has full year funding, as you mentioned. So what are the prospects for that December 7th deadline? Are we going to make it?
So you're right. The Republicans in Congress and the administration have said that they made more progress in appropriations this year than they have in many years, and that's true. By September 30th, we had 5 of the 12 bills done, and those cover, I think, if it's not 70% of the agencies, it's 70% of the funding, because they got DOD done, they got Health and Human Services done, the Energy Department. So some big, important national security leaning, and obviously the biggest social agency, HHS, they all have funding through September 30th of next year. What's remaining are the 7 bills that haven't been passed. 4 were sitting in a package that were sitting that was being negotiated by House and Senate members going into the recess. They couldn't finish their work on that because of some disagreements. And then there's 3 sitting out there that were approved by the House and Senate committees, but no action on the floor. The biggest one there is the Homeland Security Bill. Because of all the border funding issues that are wrapped up in that piece of legislation, there wasn't any progress made. And in some ways, it seemed to be intentional. They wanted to leave that until after the election. Let's not have a fight over border funding and the border wall before the election, but they're preserving that for whatever happens November 6th and beyond.
Yeah, so let's get into that for a second. So House Leader Kevin McCarthy had introduced a bill just a couple of days ago, right? I think it's basically a bill funding the border wall, like President Trump has asked. So can you walk us through that and what the prospects look like for that bill in the House, at least when we get back?
As you mentioned, Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader right now, and a contender for the top Republican leadership spot after the election, because Speaker Paul Ryan has already not sought re-election and will be stepping down. So this is his big marker on this, and it's the Build the Wall, Enforce the Law Act is how he's referring to it. And it would provide $5.5 billion for this year and $24 billion or so over the next several years for the border wall. And it also contains provisions that would remove grant funding from the sanctuary city. As they're known, these are state or local jurisdictions that don't necessarily comply with all federal immigration laws or report immigration violations to the federal authorities. It could be an interesting debate, to say the least.
We're speaking with Lauren Duggan with Bloomberg Government. This is obviously a separate bill from the Homeland Security Appropriations Act that is still undecided at this point. But do you see maybe the debate over this bill from Kevin McCarthy perhaps impacting, you know, the likelihood that we'll see an appropriations bill for Homeland Security passed before that December 7th deadline?
I think it depends on how dug in the different sides get. If, you know, they can't get a bill through the House and the Senate, but President Trump vetoes a bill without wall funding, then we could be in some sort of standoff. So it will, I think, depend on what the election results are, what the different sides take away from it, and how they interpret their mandate going into next year. President Trump has resisted so far making this an issue to shut down the government. There was some talk in September that maybe he was going to push this, but Republican leaders on the Hill successfully, I think, argued that they delay this until afterwards. So, you know, I think there's a fight that's been kind of postponed on this for several months, and it will depend on whether or not they want to have this fight. if they don't resolve this question, it could imperil the Homeland Security bill. Maybe not some of the other bills. It depends on how they package them and what sort of agreement they can come to. But this will certainly be the marquee issue this winter session after they're back from the election.
Do you see a scenario where we have the other appropriations bills passed, if not by December 7th, but by, you know, another deadline down the road, but we don't have a solution for DHS? I think that's happened in recent memory, at least, where we had funded the rest of government, but we did not have a solution yet for the Homeland Security Department.
Right. And there's two ways that can happen. One is you can continue funding that department and that department alone on a continuing resolution, or you could just not fund it, in which case there'd be a partial government shutdown. Now, one of the things about the Homeland Security Department is many of the personnel that work there are essential, right? We don't stop patrolling the border. We don't stop screening people at airports. The Coast Guard doesn't stop running ships and rescuing people just because there's a government shutdown. So some of the functions could continue even if there weren't government funding. It would be kind of a messy situation, and there would be furloughs of people who aren't essential, obviously. But you could have an outcome where 9 of the bills are wrapped up and Homeland and the other two, Commerce, Justice, Science, and State Foreign Operations, are sitting out there, or you could see progress on those. This will be one of the things that the appropriators will be thinking through as members return. That 4-bill package that's sitting in conference, that might be an easy target to kind of wrap up quickly and move through to preserve and get even more of the government funded for the whole year. But that's part of the game of poker that's being played right now behind the scenes.
To wrap up here, that 4-bill package that you mentioned that's sitting in Congress, those are some agencies that we care about here, you know, including the financial services package and all of that. You had mentioned earlier in our conversation some disagreements going on within that conference. Can you mention what those disagreements are?
One of them was a fund that was created in the House version of the financial services bill that would have put some money away for a future in which there was no deficit, federal deficit, and then that money would become available for certain programs. The chairman of that subcommittee had insisted on that provision being in there. I think what our reporting was is that he was wavering and maybe backing off on that over time. The other disagreements there, I think, have just been IRS funding and what riders to include, although as we saw with the two packages that were wrapped up, a lot of the controversial Republican sought policy riders were sort of falling away as the House and Senate were negotiating those. The other issue I know your listeners will be attuned to is federal pay and whether or not there's language in there to overturn what the president had proposed, not providing the level of pay raise that people wanted. I know that's something that Barbara Comstock, Republican who represents some of the Virginia suburbs, is fighting hard to get in there, and said even she had agreement to include that language in a bill sometime later this year. So we're watching that very closely as well.
Lauren Duggan is with Bloomberg Government. You can find this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/federaldrive.